The History Man with Terry Kringle.
Hello. What we like on The History Man are precise and definitive dates in Manx history, and today's is October the 19th, 1405. That's when the King of England, Henry IV, literally gave the Isle of Man to Sir John Stanley. He was the first Lord of Man, and the lordship itself, which was hereditary, was to last for the next 360 years, until the revestment began to restore the island to the ownership of the crown in 1765. How the lordship came about was by way of what might be called the most significant battle in Manx history. No, it wasn't Sky Hill or Ronald's Way. I mean the Battle of Shrewsbury, fought a goodly distance from Manx shores in 1403, near the eponymous Shropshire market town. It was between the forces of King Henry IV and an army of Scots and Welsh rebels, led by Sir Henry Percy, the legendary Harry Hotspur, and the equally legendary Owen Glendower. The background to it was a struggle for power in an age of plotting and treachery in high places, when uneasy lay the head that wore the crown. Henry challenged the rebels to battle, backed by the private armies of loyal English noblemen, who included Sir John Stanley of Knowsley in Lancashire. It was a brutal conflict which lasted for 2 hours on a hot July day, and when it was over some 16,000 men were dead and 4,000 wounded, many fatally. The dead included Harry Hotspur, who unwisely raised the visor of his helmet to see better how the battle was going, and he was hit in the eye by an arrow which killed him instantly. This was the end for his side, and Henry could feel more secure on the throne of England. At the same time, Henry realised that he must reward his supporters, including Sir John Stanley, whose reward was the gift of the Isle of Man, then a small but virtual kingdom where English rule had been permanently established since 1388, after some dispute over Scottish claims to ownership. Right, what do we know of Sir John Stanley? He was 65, and marriage to an heiress had made him a substantial owner of estates in Lancashire, Cheshire, and Staffordshire. He was a steward of the royal household, constable of Windsor, and lieutenant of Ireland. This means he had little time for his offshore property in the Irish Sea. In fact, A.W. Moore, in his magisterial A History of the Isle of Man, says he appears never to have set foot in the island, although he might well have had a sight of it during sea journeys between England and Ireland, where, in 1414, he died. His son, also Sir John, succeeded to the lordship, and he went on to lay the foundations of a continuous Stanley rule. This brought a new era to the Isle of Man, with stable government replacing years of war and anarchy, and it was a lord known to the Manx people as Unstanglab Mór, the Great Stanley, who was to win the great affection and loyalty of the Manx people. He was James, 7th Earl of Derby, whose rule began in 1627. But he belongs in another programme in the History Man series. Ownership of the Isle of Man, granted to the first Sir John Stanley, was originally for his lifetime only. The following year it was granted in perpetuity, on the nominal payment of 2 falcons to all future kings and queens of England. The last time this happened was in 1822, when George III took over the throne, severing the last link between the Isle of Man and the Lords of Man, except for one thing. The island's coat of arms, granted by royal warrant in 1996, features the 3 legs of man supported by 2 birds. One is a raven reflecting the island's strong Viking heritage. The other is a peregrine falcon. Let us salute Sir John Stanley, first Lord of Man 6 centuries ago, and still in the game, as you might say.